I'm absolutely thrilled to share some groundbreaking news. Investment firm Metaplanet, along with JPYC and Progmat, is actively researching the development of regulated Bitcoin-backed digital credit products in Japan. It feels like a huge leap forward for the community.
It certainly is a notable development. This initiative marks a strategic move to integrate cryptocurrency into mainstream financial services, bridging the gap between crypto and traditional banking.
The proposed lending model is fascinating because it allows borrowers to use Bitcoin as collateral to secure loans. It provides immediate liquidity without triggering taxable events or forcing asset sales during market downturns. It's such a relief for holders who want to keep their assets.
While decentralized finance platforms have widely adopted this concept globally, adapting it to Japan's institutional framework requires navigating a strict regulatory environment. It's a complex challenge to get right.
That's where the partnership shines. Metaplanet brings an aggressive Bitcoin treasury strategy. JPYC contributes digital currency infrastructure and compliance knowledge, and Progmat provides technological and operational support. It's a really well-rounded team.
This collaboration signals a broader industry shift, positioning cryptocurrency as a practical component of modern financial planning rather than a purely speculative asset. It's about utility now.
Japan's Financial Services Agency enforces rigorous standards for virtual currency exchanges, asset custody, and consumer protection. It's reassuring to see that safety and security are at the heart of this process.
As a result, the companies remain in the research and feasibility phase. They're taking the time to ensure everything is compliant before moving forward.
Critical structural elements, including collateral ratios, interest rates, legal frameworks, and capital reserves, must be carefully aligned with Japanese law before any product can be issued. There's a lot of detail to iron out.
No specific launch dates, final terms, or product details have been finalized. Development timelines will be heavily influenced by market volatility, interest rate fluctuations, and evolving regulatory guidance.
If it launches, the impact could be wonderful. Retail investors could unlock the value of long-held Bitcoin without disrupting long-term investment strategies. It's a great way to make crypto work for you.
Institutional players could optimize balance sheet management, and traditional lenders could access a new revenue stream through crypto-collateralized lending. Beyond Japan, the initiative could establish a regulatory and operational template for other Asian markets seeking to integrate digital assets into conventional finance without compromising oversight.
It's inspiring to think this could serve as a blueprint for other regions. By focusing on thorough feasibility studies and regulatory consultation, the partners aim to build a secure, efficient lending framework that responsibly bridges blockchain technology with everyday financial needs.
The critical takeaway is that this project prioritizes regulatory compliance and long-term sustainability over rapid market deployment. While still in early development, the initiative underscores Japan's role as a forward-looking jurisdiction in mainstreaming digital asset finance.